We're at the Nebraska Governor's Ag Conference in Kearney, and we're going to talk with Chris Roth with Reinke Manufacturing, based at Deschler, Nebraska. Chris, you were on the panel talking about international trade, and of course you folks market irrigation products all over the world, right? How many countries are you in?
Oh, we're probably in 75 countries is where we export our products to.
And what are some of the big growth areas as far as irrigation?
We have facilities pretty much in every agricultural growing region in the world. And so it kind of comes and goes as far as what's going on with maybe some subsidies in some particular countries, things like that. So certainly Australia is good right now. Africa is pretty good for us right now. We're seeing some good sales activity in the Middle East as well.
A lot of trade issues we're dealing with right now, the latest being the tariffs. As far as imports, tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum. That's going to affect what you do, isn't it?
It does to a certain degree. We don't buy any foreign steel. We buy all American steel at this point. But obviously what that can do is that could increase costs because if there's tariffs going on, it might limit supply. So we have to figure out what that's going to do, you know, just simple economics, supply and demand. If there's less supply coming into the country of steel, well, what's that going to do to the cost of steel? And then obviously what's that going to do to our irrigation systems? So we have to pay attention to that. You also have to pay attention to what are the unintended consequences of that. So, you know, obviously we're trying to negotiate NAFTA at this point. You know, Mexico and Canada are very important to our producers, to our farmers and our ranchers. What's going to happen with that? So I've got some concerns about that. What's that going to mean to our European Union friends? What's that going to mean to, you know, other people around the world? So I get nervous about our producers, our farmers and our ranchers and what that may do to our commodities and our livestock sales.
Yeah, and of course China, with the potential there for, I'm sure, your products and others. You know, we need to maintain relations there.
Yeah, absolutely. We were talking about on the trade panel that everything is a relationship-based situation, and so we have to try to maintain. Obviously, I'm trying to do it more from a person-to-person situation, but I also think it's very important for us to have those country-to-country positive relationships, which I think just ends up helping everybody.